This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Davante Adams going to the Rams. What a brilliant move.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Which new receiver with his new team will have a better campaign, Adam or Metcalf?
Oh, that's easy. One has Matthew Stafford. The other has, I don't know. As of right now. I mean, that's as simple as it gets.
Today's guests, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Our number one of this Tuesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Hey, everybody, right here on the Roku Sports Channel. Also, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network. Hello to SiriusXM Channel 375 listeners. Hello to Odyssey streamers and our podcast listeners, because we pay attention to you, even though, you know, you listen whenever you want. Which is your right, and we appreciate that on the Cumulus Podcast Network all 3 hours and all of our shows, whether it's Overreaction Monday, What the Football, No Contest Wrestling, or the Jim Jackson Show. We appreciate your listenership on anything that we put out there, and 844-204-RICH is the number for you to dial. So much going on in this crazy world with the NFL now in day two of negotiating. Tomorrow the new league year hits, so everything that you've been hearing over the last 72 hours becomes official then. We're still waiting on a few other shoes to drop. Some already did this morning, some did yesterday when we went off the air. Albert Breer is going to join us in hour number three. Mike Mayock in hour number two to discuss it. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Rich, I'm great. What's up, man?
Jay Felly, good to see you. Jason, good to see
you. Thanks to Influencer Eisen. I'm back to wearing my Raiders gear.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Okay. Is that a blue Raider hat?
It's kind of like Dodgers mixed with Raiders.
See, that's unfortunate.
Well.
That's unfortunate. I don't know what that is.
Great.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Hey, man, yeah, because you raided the Denver Broncos running back room. That actually happened. The Cowboys actually did something.
You're going to start already?
Oh,
we just got here, man.
This is the way we're mixing it up, just making sure everybody's awake.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's raining here in Los Angeles. The sun comes up later now that we turn the clocks ahead, all that sort of stuff. Just making sure that you're paying attention.
It's raining sideways.
That's right. We're leading the show with what the Steelers are thinking right now.
Nice. Oh, man.
Game of musical chairs, quarterback carousel, whatever you want to call it. It's slowing down. It's slowing down. And there's always the draft as a backstop, but not everybody's into the draft for the quarterback class this year. Not everybody's talking about it like last year's. Last year's, in which Bo Nix would have been offensive rookie of the year if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels.
Factual.
Right? Quarterback class in which it was so deep, a guy who had his knee essentially blown out, redone, is now in the pole position in Minnesota to take over because the guy who won 14 games for him last year signed a $33 million a year deal to go to Seattle, which traded their quarterback and Geno Smith at age 34 to the Raiders for a third round draft choice. Those positions are taken up. The Jets drafting seventh overall, say, hey, Justin Fields, you want to be a starter in this league? You want to be named the starter? You want to show up in a spot where everybody looks at you knowing you're the starter? You own the starter's job. It's your building. You're not trying to build towards something as you were in Chicago only to have it taken away from you because they wound up getting the first overall draft choice, not through your doing. You want a spot? The Jets are like sold. You get that spot. And the Steelers are sitting there now with Justin Fields not an option. They could run it back with Russ. Russ is sitting there saying, well, we'll run it back. Mm-hmm. I'm the one you turned to last year. I'm the one who had pole position the minute you got me, sending Kenny Pickett to Philadelphia, where he winds up being the one to take a victory formation for the Eagles in a Super Bowl win because of, in part, what happened 1 year ago today. Signing Saquon Barkley. And now Kenny Pickett is taking a chair in Cleveland.
Pickett.
And Russ is like, I'll run it back. I took you from 4-2 last year to 10-3. Reason why I didn't start those first six games is because for some reason I was pushing a tackling sled during the summer. And I went from 4-2 to 10-3. Let's not really linger too much on how we finished, but I'm still here. Steelers have to be considering that. And then their other one that they can consider, one would think, is two New York quarterbacks from last year. But one of them, and Daniel Jones, as I had mentioned, coming out of the combine, was the target of the Indianapolis Colts to provide the competition for Anthony Richardson that the team has discovered they feel the need to present to the former top five drafted quarterback in Anthony Richardson. And Daniel Jones did indeed sign with the Indianapolis Colts today. So he's off the board. The Steelers could potentially just sit around till Thursday or Wednesday afternoon when the new league year hits and everybody's got to be in cap compliance and keep an eye peeled towards Atlanta just to see if the Falcons really are going to keep Kirk Cousins at his freight as a backup quarterback to last year's seventh overall drafted quarterback and Michael Penix Jr., who got the job because Cousins turned into a pumpkin in Atlanta last year in the latter throes of his comeback from an Achilles injury season. The Cinderella that had two dynamite games against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, including a 500-yard game, clock struck midnight. And he is now a very expensive backup that the Falcons are indicating to the free football world they're willing to keep. So, that leaves sitting right now, ready to come to Pittsburgh. And I think his bags are packed, and he would hop on whatever charter he can get, wherever he is, and show up to work with a big smile on his face saying, let's get to work and trying to win a championship here before my clock strikes midnight on my career. And that's Aaron Rodgers. Now, everybody views Rodgers from the outside in. And the outside in is, here's a guy that wants things done his way. That wants things done his way because his way got him multiple MVPs. His way got the Packers to the Super Bowl that he won against Pittsburgh. And he knows best for himself. And he wants it done his way. And the way he does it also invites conversations outside of football because he talks about non-football matters when he appears on Pat McAfee's show, where he does have a large amount of real estate to talk about whatever he wants on a beacon in our sports infotainment world that we are actually talking while Pat's talking right now on ESPN. And sometimes that invites a lot of scorn towards Aaron because he talks about things that aren't football. And then, as you know, he's always about, when he's in a football building, saying we need to take out all the outside noise. And sometimes he brings the outside noise in, and that's a one would say hypocritical stance, and that's what brings some scorn upon him. But I can tell you, in that Jets building, there were a ton of his teammates who loved him and were not happy to see him go. And when Aaron Glenn said, we're going to go with a different quarterback, there's only one Aaron here and he's the coach, there were some Jets players who were not happy. And I imagine Glenn had to do some cleanup on Isle Rodgers when the Jets let him walk. And there were times last year when Rodgers looked like a 40-year-old coming back from an Achilles injury. And there were times last year when Rodgers looked like the Rodgers of old. And, you know, Davante Adams being there helped. Garrett Wilson making an Air Jordan-like catch against the Texans on a Halloween night on Amazon on a Thursday night. That helped. And if you're the Steelers, you've got to sit there and think to yourself, Rodgers showing up and throwing to DK Metcalf, and if we still keep George Pickens, which I think they will, George and Roman Wilson and Pat Freiermuth and whoever we have at running back with Jalen Warren, because Najee Harris is coming out here to run for the Chargers and Harbaugh, they got to think that this is an enticing option for them. They have to think that. Because it is. Because Rodgers at age 41 has got to be thinking about his end career scenario. And him showing up to Pittsburgh with a defense like this and a coach that he respects. And I imagine he and TJ Watt could be thick as thieves. And, you know, and Cam Hayward are people who are in his age group area that there weren't a lot of with the Jets until he imported his friends. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. As long as the Steelers and he can come to some sort of an understanding of one another, that they're comfortable with one another. And no, you're inviting a certain way of quarterbacking and a certain style of quarterbacking and a certain way of a Leopard who's not changing his spots after 41 years on this earth, and an organization that is very set in its ways, and they're not changing their ways very much either. And there's a coach who has a certain style that I don't think is changing much anyway. And if they can all sit in the same room and say, what do you think? And if I'm Rodgers, I'm trying to get in that room today, yesterday. Because all the other options out there right now are for teams that are 100% in rebuilding mode. That's it. I mean, or already have somebody like J.J. McCarthy sitting there, if he really is considering the Vikings and the full triple Favre Lindy that we talked about yesterday. And if the Vikings really do want to invite Rodgers into the building and delay J.J. McCarthy's arrival, because it would. And does Rodgers want to have a kid that has already been drafted sitting right there? Could the Steelers go ahead and draft a kid anyway? It's possible. They have to talk about all this stuff. But what other options do the Steelers have? They can run it back with Russ. They've already seen that movie before. They can see if Kirk Cousins pops free. I mean, my question for you is, which OG, old guy, coming off an Achilles injury, 1 year removed from it, would you rather have? you know. And that's it. Rookie or who else? Am I missing any other options? Not even Zach Wilson's an option. He showed up in Miami. Honestly, who else is sitting there? Are we missing anybody? Am I missing anybody? I'm not hearing any voices in the studio, and I'm not hearing any voices in my ears saying, you're missing this person.
Trey Lance.
Joe Milton.
Trey Lance and Joe Milton.
With T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and that defense and the rest of the offense ready to go. Okay. So, yeah, they're options, but none better than Rodgers.
None viable.
There's the buzz factor, too, which I know the Steelers apparently won't outwardly say they care about, but they play the Packers and the Bills. They play the Vikings. They play the Seahawks. Their division opponents, the Jets, the Chargers. Imagine Rodgers is the quarterback. They play the NFC North, man. He would go through his, like, of course he wants to go through this for the Steelers. Are you kidding me? You don't think Rodgers wants to take one last stroll through the NFC North?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that until you just said it.
He could take back ownership of the Bears. In Chicago, going to Soldier Field, he's going to go into MetLife to take on the Jets. You don't think Rodgers wants a piece of this? You bet he does. So, what are the Steelers thinking right now? And if I'm them, I would choose the Rodgers option and maybe draft a kid in the end of the first round or second round, if it's what you want to do.
But then, like I said earlier, you're running the risk if you're Aaron Rodgers that you start out the season slow. The Steelers are 2-5, and now every show is talking about you getting benched for the kid.
I hear you saying that, but if there's one coach who would be able to block that out and not care and show up to his press conference every single week and block that out and make sure that doesn't go in the building and finish above 500 and make the playoffs anyway.
Yes, but if it's then, the guy, it's then the guy he's coaching for him. His job then, if they're at that point.
He's coaching. He know. I think Tomlin knows what time it is, as do the owners. And what time it is, it's the day before the new league year is popping. And they don't have a quarterback, but they got a $33 million wide receiver to throw to. Mm. I think Rodgers is the answer, and I think it's going to wind up being that way. And if it's Rodgers, if he has any influence, he is. I mean, what else is he going to do? I was, oh, wait a minute. He's got a home in Nashville. That's right. Let him go to Tennessee. First overall on the clock. Where's he going to go? The Giants as well. I mean, that's an option for him. But they're third overall on the clock. These are teams where, for a reason, the Steelers made the playoffs last year. Steelers can make the playoffs this year. Steelers play the NFC North and the Jets. Good night. Like there's only one option in Rodgers' head right now, as far as I'm concerned, outside of not playing. What say you? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll talk about all the other quarterbacks that landed. Daniel Jones landed. The Pastronaut has landed in New England.
Which makes Joe Milton expendable.
Oh, God. I can't believe you're saying these words into the microphone.
Anyway. I mean, I'm not the only one. I mean, okay. teams are calling.
Sounds good.
All right.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. We got Mike Mayock, middle of the hour of hour two. We've got an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday because so much happened between Overreaction Monday and this Tuesday. That's coming up with Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated as well. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, our mission is to help members of the military, veterans, and their families achieve their financial goals. That's why we offer great savings and investing options like our certificates. Certificates come with sky-high rates, and some even have the flexibility to add money anytime during your term. Whether you're saving for a home, a new car, or your future, our options can help you get there. And certificates are just the beginning. Navy Federal also provides financial advisors to help you manage your investment portfolio, along with online tools to guide your savings plan. With our support, you'll have everything you need to take charge of your finances, so don't wait. The sooner you start building your financial future with Navy Federal's savings and investing options, the better off you could be in the long run. Sign up at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
If this was a tweet, that first segment was brought to you by Rich Eisen. And Chris Brockman,
yep.
TJ Jefferson, Jay Felly. Sources are saying that Mike Hoskins and John Monaco and Sean Mitchell and Jordan Sherrill also helped bring you that segment.
Yep.
Well, that would be our tweet of it.
Yeah, well, but start with sources and then.
There should be credits rolled on every single signing right now. Because there's five, six, seven, eight agencies, right? They all have, like, just roll the credits. We should, you know what? We should have information men and women reach out to the agencies and say, if you want credit on the signing, and we put the fig leaf of sources up front, you should have your people produce credits as to who's doing the long form, who your lawyer is, right? Who the legal is.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll just send it to us and roll the credits. Right? And every single team's social, you know, group that right now is working on, probably right now, the idea of this coming May's schedule release. As you know, social teams, it's their annual Super Bowl, right?
So cool, yeah.
And we know who's playing who, and we know who's playing who where. They can just order it in a different way when the order comes out, right?
Yep.
They should be the ones creating who the capologist was, the general manager was, the assistant general manager was, who does the long form for them. Put it all together and just roll it in the credits of every single one that's... Have I made my point?
It's absurd.
I shouldn't be busting the stones of truly the hardest working people in our profession right now.
I get it, but why do the agents need a shout out?
Because they're the ones who are basically telling them what the deals are done. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Sources say that read was brought to you by Grainger. Okay. Listen, when I say I don't want the top five rumors that I heard at the combine to be viewed as news, it's all rumor. I traffic in rumor once a year. Okay? My agent of the stars, Jerry Sobowitz, calls it Clickbait Monday on the Rich Eisen Show. That's what he called it.
It's very fun.
Okay. He can be a funny guy. And when I say, you know, these are just rumors and, you know, I don't care if they're right. I don't care if they're right. Some of them are wrong.
Yeah.
I think some of them are already wrong. I forget which one is wrong already. It's odd that I'm confused on what's wrong. But some of them have turned out to be right. The one that I heard is that the Browns truly intend to not trade Myles Garrett. And Myles believed that because he's the one who eventually said, I will swallow my sense and sensibility of our ability to win for $40 million a year. And by the way, how chill do you think he must be right now, Myles Garrett? Because if he didn't take that deal over the weekend, every single situation that we're talking about, trade, signing, whatever, would all be seen through the prism of, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Why isn't it happening? What's wrong with the Browns? What's wrong with Myles Garrett? Why isn't Myles getting his way? How's he going to stomp his feet to get his way? How are we going to take a look at everybody's rosters once the salary cap is complete? Who's going to be actually still into Myles Garrett? Where would Myles Garrett go? I mean, everything would be about that. His entire phone world would be blown up. Instead, he's chilling out wherever he's chilling out, knowing he's getting $40 million a year. I mean, he is all good. You know, maybe you could sit there and say, with the exception of the Browns, he's going to have to play and he's going to have to deal with maybe more losses than wins. That said, it did turn out to be correct that the Browns had no intention of trading Myles Garrett.
Yep.
Another rumor I heard is that the Cowboys are all out on their free agents, with the exception of Odigizua. They did sign Odigizua. They re-signed their long snapper.
Mm-hmm. The veteran Trent Sieg.
Okay. And I'm waiting to hear who else they're re-signing from their free agent class. I haven't heard that just yet, have we?
Well, Rich, it's kind of funny that you bring up
what do we got?
The Cowboys here because you
who
know
did they just signed. Did you sign somebody?
I think all of your disrespect towards the Cowboys as a Jets fan is coming back to bite you because, according to Adam Schefter, former Jets defensive tackle Solomon Thomas reached an agreement today on a 2-year deal with a max value of about $8 million.
That's a good Cowboys signing. Solomon Thomas is an outstanding human being.
Yeah. Well done.
And he's good at his job.
Fantastic.
And that is a selectively aggressive signing.
He's a great man to have inside the locker room.
Well, and they need somebody like him, so congrats on him.
Thank you.
It's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
But my rumor at the Combine was not about they're being selectively aggressive outside the building.
Yeah, so I'm saying you're kind of right in a sense.
Inside the building, they weren't really going to be going crazy re-signing their people.
Update that board, Sean Mitchell.
Put on the tote board. Put on the board. Yes. But one of the other rumors I said is when I heard that the Colts were seeking competition for Anthony Richardson, I heard that Daniel Jones was their target for the sense of competition for Anthony Richardson. Lo and behold, today, Daniel Jones signed by the Indianapolis Colts, a 1-year deal to provide exactly that.
Love it.
And I don't think, from basically what I am hearing, this is lip service. This is real. There will be a competition from the minute Daniel Jones puts pen to paper and shows up in the building. He has a real chance of taking this job.
Really?
For real. Anthony Richardson will be given zero quarter just because of where he was drafted. And that would be, I guess, testament to the general manager who chose him and the owner who is, you know, was hoping that he could be the future. And I know you can sit here and laugh. Well, Daniel Jones is going to mold this piece of clay into a franchise face that is dangerous and is going to win divisions and threaten the echelons, the higher echelons of the American Football Conference. The Chiefs are going to be threatened by the Colts because Anthony Richardson suddenly becomes that guy because Daniel Jones has showed up in the building. Laugh all you want. That is the Colts' plan. And if it's not Anthony Richardson who threatens, maybe it's the guy who once upon a time created the whole mess in New York because of how well he played in one playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings. And by me saying that whole mess, the Giants giving him a $40 million a year contract long term and franchise tagging Saquon, only to let Saquon walk because they weren't going to franchise tag him again and couldn't sign him long-term again because they weren't going to pay him the money that was required to do that, letting him walk to the Eagles, which happened, by the way, 1 year ago today. Happy Saquon signing day, Philadelphia. That turns 1 year old. And it's somewhat ironic, don't you think? Like rain on your wedding day. Full-on Alanis Morissette. That on the one-year anniversary of Saquon signing with the Eagles, Daniel Jones signs with the Colts. And if he can be unlocked by Shane Steichen, like Shane has helped virtually every quarterback in his career, and for some reason Anthony Richardson and him aren't vibing, that's got to be clear by this signing. Because Jones isn't there to just back up and hold a clipboard and stand there with an earbud in his ear just because he's going to be Richardson insurance. He's got, again, I think, real chance to win this gig. And he does have upside, people. I know it's low-hanging fruit, and it's an easy thing to do and bash Daniel Jones. And there's reason to bash him, man. I mean, I saw in Germany myself calling a game, Giants and Panthers, and they call a flea flicker, and it's working. And Jones holds on to the ball, and he doesn't see wide open people. The trick play worked, and Jones screwed the play up. And I watched at the top of my line of vision on the Giants sideline, Brian Daboll hopping up and down. Literally, he left his feet. That did turn out to be Daniel Jones's last game as a Giant, even though the reason why they lost at the very end was a fumbled snap or fumbled handoff on Tyrone Tracy in overtime that the Giants got the ball first in. But that turned out to be Daniel Jones's last snap as a Giant. So there's lots of upside. There's lots of downside. If you do figure out that you're going to mess with your kid's future and Anthony Richardson by having him sit. But if you feel like this is what he needs to do, and you do feel like he needs this sort of kick in the ass, that's what the Colts did today. And Daniel Jones has some good wide receivers, and you could also say it's his best combination of roster around him. And I understand that used to be Saquon behind him and next to him. Jonathan Taylor is not too damn bad, okay? And, you know, I understand the wide receivers that he had at his disposal, the Giants, but you take a look at the wide receivers that the Colts have in that wide receiver room, it stacks up, and maybe even better, with all due respect, than what he had with the Giants, and certainly the O-line. Like, he's got some real good people up front.
Yeah, I mean, Pittman, Alec Pierce out there, Josh Downs, when he's healthy.
And don't forget Adonai Mitchell sitting there, too.
Yep.
I understand he didn't do very much last year, but again, takes a while for some rookies to flash.
I fully expect Daniel Jones to win this job, right?
If there is a guy who was drafted as high as he was, and they're trying their best to just bring him along and give him the job and give him the role and see how he's growing in it, and they've grown tired of whatever they've seen to the point where they're like, let's bring in Daniel Jones for a real competition. I think he has a real good chance to win it because you've got a guy who's started a ton of games in the NFL. Don't forget, Shane Steichen used to see him twice a year. He's seen him. They know what they're getting. Their head's not in the sand.
Underrated runner with the football.
Correct. You
know, he clocked one of the fastest times in the league a couple years ago.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So I think he's got a real shot to win this gig. For sure. Who else got signed? Who else moved here? Okay. Kenny Pickett's now Cleveland Brown. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is now going to be the guy taking a victory formation in Philadelphia when Jalen Hurts is blowing people out, I guess. Is that what they were looking at? And a fifth-round selection for Kenny Pickett, the once-upon-a-time starter of the Pittsburgh Steelers turned hostage, turned released hostage, to back up in Philadelphia, to taking a victory formation in a Super Bowl for the Eagles, to week one starter of the Cleveland Browns? Because that's what that got. That's what they got. We had Mike Florio on yesterday saying, don't be surprised if Wentz shows up there.
Interesting.
Maybe he still does anyway. Maybe that'll be a sense of competition. Maybe Kenny Pickett finally has the pole position at a quarterback spot that he once had and then lost to Russ to the point where he's like, I want out of here. So now the Browns might roll Kenny Pickett into Pittsburgh.
That would be great.
Kind of a delicious setup.
That would be great.
Between two teams that do not like each other and fan bases that despise one another.
That is an accurate statement.
Although I'm sure Steelers fans will say, we don't think about them too much.
I mean, they don't like them, but they're more so about the Ravens and the Bengals.
Well, because they feel like that's the competition that actually, you know, tests them.
Well, Cleveland and Pittsburgh is so close,
Understood.
Too.
So. Oh, no. I'm well aware of this. Trust me.
You're an East Coast guy. You get
the looks on a lot of folks' faces in Ohio when they were sitting at the Hall of Fame jacket ceremony and Joe Thomas chose Jerome Bettis to put the jacket on him. There were a lot of confused faces going, whoa, what? At any rate, Kenny Pickett.
KP
is the choice of the Browns, it appears. Is that what caused Myles Garrett to say one out?
Maybe Myles Garrett sitting there back?
I don't know. I mean, Myles Garrett has got a $40 million cushion. And, you know, listen, stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, Kevin Stefanski is a really good coach, two-time coach of the year, and he can coach quarterbacks up. Jameis looked great in this offense. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco won a comeback player of the year from the couch
for like five games
in this offense. So, you know, laugh all you want, but Kenny Pickett's a former first overall pick.
First round pick.
First round pick.
Look, Rich.
And he's bringing those hamburger helper gloves to Cleveland.
Kenny Pickett won me this $20 bill from Chris Brockman.
That's it right there.
That I'm still holding on to.
Can we double down on this bet? Can I get
the guy? That's really been sitting there the whole time.
Okay. I don't know.
It's the same 20.
I need to win that back.
I mean, they could still take Cam Ward or Shador second overall. And all of this changes. But they do have a starter, former starter in this league, starting for them. So Pickett going into Pittsburgh this year is in the ether as a Cleveland Brown. That is in the ether as we're sitting here the day before the new league year begins. You know what's also sitting in the ether the day before the new league year begins? Is that the New York Jets might open the gates at MetLife Stadium this fall. Or winter, depending on when this game is. And they might be welcoming in the Miami Dolphins with their starting quarterback, Zach Wilson.
Stop it.
Let's go.
Now, listen.
Stop it.
No. There's no stop it
I
here.
I love this signing.
Because if you are the backup quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, with all due respect
I just did the
to the starting quarterback there, the clear starting quarterback there, their absolute starting quarterback there, but with all due respect to Tua, sometimes his best ability is not availability. And if you are going to be the backup quarterback in Miami, you best have your head on a swivel. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw some nice millions thrown Zach Williams' way in Miami. Is it a deal that could be worth up to $10 million? Did I see that? A one-year deal worth several million dollars? That can be popped up to an eight-figure deal?
I think you're right about that.
One year, six million. Yeah. That can grow to 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Zach Wilson in Mike McDaniel's offense is really fascinating. And I think he's, hey, listen, all due respect to all the other people that started in place of Tua, Zach's better. And he's down there in South Florida. You know, he knows the division. The division does know him. And Zach Wilson, if he does get the chance to start, and again, Tua sometimes gives his quarterback roommate a chance to start. It's amazing. We were talking just yesterday, right, about, hey, where is Zach?
Yeah, he's kind of been a forgotten guy from that draft
class.
Not
anymore. I'm telling you, and again, that's why I'm wondering, what's up with Trey Lance? He's still there in Dallas, right? Because Dallas just doesn't move anybody.
The last time I looked.
That roster is frozen like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining. Just sitting out there in the cold, freezing.
I mean, we just ice brought Solomon Thomas in,
solid
man.
Ice.
Like Walt Disney.
So, what do we do? Frozen in time. We're carbon dating it. Oh, there's Trey Lance. Still there.
Like Han Solo.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say it's a much better Han Solo reference. You know.
What, carbamite? Is that what it is? Frozen in carbamite?
Well, Chris, with all the names we've been throwing out, have we mentioned C.J. Gardner-Johnson yet? I can't remember, but he got moved.
Okay.
Yeah, he got moved.
No, we're talking quarterbacks.
I know, but I'm TJ. Trying to do TJ. The Brockman when I move on past something. No, no. I'm tired of hearing about the Cowboys, so I'm trying to.
No. I'll let you know when it's time to change subjects. But I'll tell you, I'm happy for Zach. I'm happy for him, man. He's going to be in a quarterback room where he's going to be. Like after Sean Payton had him, now Mike McDaniel's got him, and he's got a real chance to start. And I'm just saying this, if he does wind up starting, to the football gods who are snickering at the possibility right now, make sure it's in MetLife.
Yeah, let his first start be against the Jets.
Okay, in MetLife. Let's see it. You know they want to do it. You know they want to do it. You know they want to do it. You know the football gods right now have snapped open a beer and, you know, whatever their choice of cigar is, they're like, oh, really? Zach Wilson's a Dolphin? Watch out, Tua. I would look both ways before crossing the street you take on the Jets in New Jersey. Because the football gods are laughing their asses off right now, and they have just, for some reason, they just can't quit the Jets. They can't quit. The football gods can't quit the Jets.
What if it's one of the last weeks? What if it's week 18, and the Dolphins have already locked up a playoff spot?
It's not the same thing.
It's still the same thing. Because that means
unless the Jets need to, well, the only way that would be happening for the football gods is that, you know, the Jets need to win that game in order to make the playoffs.
Right. Jets are 10-7, need a win. Right. Or 10-6, need a win or something.
Right. And if football gods really want to seal the fact that the Jets won't win that game, they'll put it in Miami where weird things always happen.
That's true.
To everybody.
Everyone.
So there you have it. That's my quarterback roundup conversation. When we come back, we will discuss what is going on with the 49ers. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know, my Sleep Number setting is 60, my wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. And another thing, we need a drop.
And another thing.
And another
great thing.
I love that.
We forgot about another quarterback on the move. Ground control to Major Tom. The Pastronaut has gone from the San Francisco 49ers to the New England Patriots. Josh Dobbs is a New England Patriot.
Great move.
And that just frees up the flexibility that they have been seeking to move Joe Milton. Mm. As everybody's on the edge of their seats wondering, what are the Patriots going to do with their third string quarterback? Because that's what everybody's thinking about right now. Or is it just punishment for winning Week 18 in the face of adversity? Joe Milton costing the Patriots three spots in the draft order, and they're finally bringing him the comeuppance, putting Josh Dobbs above him in the depth chart.
Look, you can cope with your Jets and Yankees issues, whatever you've done with your jokes and your sentences dripped in sarcasm, but Joe Milton can play. He's better than a lot of quarterbacks who are currently starters. Mm-hmm. And why have him buried on the depth chart when he's never going to play for the New England Patriots?
I would disagree. He played Week 18 for him. A very important game. It's up there with the snow game. And I beg to differ that my sentences aren't dripped in sarcasm.
They're what?
Doused.
Painted, doused, aflame. Like
they're waterlogged. Exactly. They're waterlogged with sarcasm.
Dripping.
How dare you? This is not dripping with sarcasm.
I don't blame Joe for anything that happened Week 18. I put the blame fully on Gerard Mayo, and he got what was coming to him after the season. Yes. Even though he was a great player for us, I loved him as a Patriot.
I will say the Patriots' defensive makeover has been exciting for you. You've got to be fired up with the moves that they've made.
Yeah, we're
going
to win every game
defense.
9-6.
I don't think so.
Because offense to boost that around Drake May. But
again,
it's fine.
There's a draft and there's more to come and there's tons of cap space. And we're going to – I think what we're in right now, between now and tomorrow, we're in the nether region. Of the week? You don't have to say it.
Are we in?
No. So you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it.
What's or not?
You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it.
I'm muting my mic right now.
We're in the blank of the tampering period.
We're in the nether region.
Okay.
Don't call it the tampering period. Well, it's the negotiating window.
No, they literally call it the tampering period.
Chris, where we are,
come on.
I think, is we're in a spot where teams are waiting to see who gets cut tomorrow.
Yeah,
they're waiting to see who did not make it under the cap for some people.
Yeah.
And thus, now you can sign people potentially for less than what you did today.
Yeah, I'm going to really need a former Super Bowl MVP on the Patriots.
I mean, Cooper Kupp is going to be out there, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to really need that.
It does look that way.
Yeah.
Although if the Rams keep him, oh, baby.
Oh, God.
If the Rams keep him.
And with what the Eagles are doing? Uh-oh.
Never know, right? The Hyundai Getaway sales event is going on right now, so it's the perfect time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Well, think again, but do not wait. The Hyundai Getaway sales event is going on right now, so visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. The San Francisco 49ers need to pay Brock Purdy. And what did I say? I said that they're going to get it done. Steve Young said it won't be easy. Did he call it potentially messy? I forget what word he used.
It was something like that, yeah.
But he just basically said it's going to get done. And I said between that moment and this one, between that moment and this one, any single time somebody gets cut or released or traded, it'll be placed on the altar of Brock Purdy wants his money. Whether that's true or not, that's going to be part and parcel of everything. And the entire time that Purdy was dealing and winning and surprising and shocking, the conversation was win it now, because when he gets paid, all the people that you're seeing surrounding him, they won't afford it. And now you've got to be wondering if that's the time we're hitting. Because Debo getting traded combine weekend to the Commanders appeared to be the first crack in the dam that is broken in Santa Clara. You take a look at all the players that they've either traded or got signed away, or they're expected to release by the time the new league year hits on Wednesday. Are a lot of people that are familiar faces and bold-faced names on championship caliber teams for the 49ers. Kyle Juszczyk's run is over there, the perennial Pro Bowl fullback. Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga. By the way, Denver's defense is going to be
loaded,
absolutely better than last year's stellar team. Charvarius Ward is gone. Aaron Banks has been signed. They're expected to release two defensive tackles in Hargrave and Collins. And just wait for it. It's coming. It's coming. The conversation is the window closed for the 49ers. Has it been shut? I will just counsel everybody on that subject matter. You got to wait. You got to wait. You do have to wait. It is all part and parcel of a draft and the rest of free agency. Just wait. Right now, it looks freaky and it looks scary. And it's going to be a different way that the Niners go about winning football games. And it's going to be on the coach to turn whatever straw is left into gold. And there's still a lot of golden straw that's there. This is a ton of terrific players that are still there. But the other ones that were around, these terrific players to make this one terrific Super Bowl team, they got to find those people in the draft or the next man up. We saw a lot of next men up do well for them last year. Don't forget, Robert Saleh's back there as the defensive coordinator. I'm just going to flash the yellow caution light on the windows closing in San Francisco conversation. You just have to.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to.
No, I mean.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on around them. Everyone else is getting better, and they're getting obviously worse.
Well, they're getting different names in there. Different names in there. McCaffrey's got to be healthy. Trent Williams got to be healthy.
Yep.
Fred Warner can't miss any time. Again, it does look like one of those rosters where their depth may be stolen away and that they're going to have to make sure they're healthy, because if they're not, the next man up won't be there because the next man up is already starting. He's already a starter. That may be the issue. And we'll see what John Lynch finds in the draft and other free agents. And you need to see what it looks like. Right now, it's not looking pretty. I'll be straight up with you. I'll be straight up with you. But if Ayuk comes back healthy, right, and Kittle is as great as last year. Kittle is as great as he's ever been last year. Right? McCaffrey's healthy. The line is healthy. Robert Saleh is going to coach the snot out of that defense. So
they have 13 draft picks coming up, which I imagine is the most.
Let's see what they do with them. So let's see who they turn into.
Yeah, that's going to be huge.
I mean, it's going to be a big draft for the team.
I mean, half of those need to be starters next year, it seems.
And then we'll find out what Purdy gets paid. And then Purdy will deal with, well, again, you know, you're talking about quarterbacks under the most pressure. And you said Josh Allen's that guy.
You putting Purdy there?
Of course they put him in front of him. Of course. Purdy's going to be in a situation where the Niners have a sense from outside in of having the window closed on him. And part of the reason why the window's closing is, you know, there are a lot of fans who'll be wondering, where are the name tags on these guys? I don't know who they are. And what's their name on the back again? And he's not as good as fill in the blank of any of those stars that we just saw on the screen having been traded, released, or signed away. And they're going to lay that on the feet of Purdy getting his, which is his full-on right to do. And so all of that will be laid on him. And certainly if he doesn't perform as well, and then, you know, he'll still have his gig the next year. But then after that, guaranteed dollars will start to dwindle and we'll see what happens. Or he'll be as great as ever and so will the Niners and off they go. I know what you're thinking about what's more likely on that one. Mike Mayock coming up in hour two.